want to welcome you to our weekly virtual drasha, and I'd like to begin by thanking our sponsors, Arnie and Nina Allen Goldberg, for dedicating the drasha in memory of Nina's beloved father, Norman Garfield Naftali ben Shlomo Zichron Levracha, and in honor of his grandson, Sam, receiving his PhD from the University of Maryland School of Public Health. We hope that in the merit of our Torah, the neshama have an aliyah, and that Mirat Hashem Sam should be zocha to help those who are in need and all those who he serves. We thank Arnie and Nina for their dedication. You'll allow me a little bit of license this week, that I'm not going to share with you a thought from the parasha, but being that we are in the midst of the 3 weeks, I'd like to share with you perhaps something that could help us maximize this time. In order to do that, we're going to go back to the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, a couple of parashios, and go to Parshas Naso. And in this parasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu the Birkas Kohanim. This is in Perek Vav, chapter 6, verse 22. Hashem says to Moshe, saying, Dabar al Aaron ve al banav lemar, go ahead and speak to Aaron and his son, saying, Kol sivaruchu es b'nei Yisrael amar lahem. So shall you bless the Jewish people and say unto them. And of course, God then gives Moshe, with the instruction to convey to Aaron, Birchas Kohanim, the priestly blessing. Yivarecha Hashem yishmarecha, Yo'er Hashem panav eilecha v'yichunecha, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. The brachos that we are all familiar with. But it's interesting to note this, fellows. The commentaries pick up on this wording of Kosiv Baruch Hu es b'nei Yisrael emor lahem. This is how you shall bless, Kosiv Baruch Hu, this is how you shall bless the Jewish people. And the truth is, the commentaries point out that phrase, Kosiv Baruch Hu, this is how you should bless, seems to be a bit extraneous, unnecessary. And so the commentaries go in a variety of different directions in explaining this phrase, but I want to share with you such a simple yet profound insight by the Majid Sereba. The Rebbe says, and I'll quote to you his words. He says, Kosiv Baruch Hu es b'nei Yisrael, Kosiv Baruch Hu, this is how you shall bless them, kimo shehem, as they are. As they are. So what does that mean? He says, v'lo sechaf shu es ha-mitzuyonim v'ha-chashuvim, v'lo es ha-gidolim v'ha-tzadikim, ala kol yehudi roi l'izbar. So the Majid Sereba says as follows, Kosiv Baruch Hu es b'nei Yisrael, bless them as they are. In other words, don't just think that the priestly blessing is reserved for the pious, for the spiritual elite, for the Talmidei Chacham, the Torah scholars, but rather bless every Jew. Bless the holy Jews, bless the unholy Jews, bless the pious Jews, bless the regular Jews, bless the scholarly Jews, and bless the simple Jews. Kol Sivarechu, the Rebbe says, Kimo Sheheim, bless them as they are. Great, not so great. Simple, wise, pious, wicked, bless them all. But perhaps the Rebbe was also teaching us an additional lesson, because his words, Kol Sivarechu, this is how you shall bless them, Kimo Shehem, as they are. And perhaps what the Rebbe is teaching us is an incredible, powerful lesson. Learn to accept people for who they are. You know, whether we do it consciously or subconsciously, often when we love people, we don't necessarily love people for who they are, but we love them for who they can become. You see this all the time, unfortunately, when couples encounter strife. It's very often because a husband did not live up to the expectations of a wife did not live up to the expectations of a husband, children didn't live up to the expectations of a parent. And there's something very interesting about expectations. Are you supposed to have expectations of your loved ones? Sure, but they have to be realistic expectations. Because sometimes, whether we realize it or not, I create an image that I need my spouse to live up to. I create the image. Here's the image. Here's the framework. Here's the box. And you need to live up to that. Is it a realistic expectation? Is it an appropriate expectation? Does my spouse share the expectation of themselves that I have of them? And so often we enter into the area of relationship strife. Because if we're honest, we don't necessarily love each other for who we are. But I don't love you for who you are. I love you for who you can be. I have this image of who I need you to be. I have this image of what I want you to be. And that's who I love. I don't love the person right now. I don't love you for who you are right now. I love you for who I believe you can become. And again, sometimes this is powerful because sometimes it gives the other the chizuk, the necessary strength to be able to grow. And sometimes it's an incredible source of frustration. Because at the end of the day, when I know that whether it's my spouse or my parents or my children or my friends don't love me for who I am, but rather love me for someone they think I need to become, it's very defeating and deflating. You don't love me for who I am, but this is who I am. I appreciate your visions of grandeur for me, but this is who I am. This is where I am, and this is where I'm holding. And perhaps this is what the Majid Rebbe was saying. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, when you bless the Jewish people, Kol Sivaruch Hu Es Bnei Yisrael. And the Majid Rebbe says, Kol Sivaruch Hu, what does it mean? This is how you shall bless? Kimo Shehem. As they are. Aaron, you're the Kohen Gadol. You're the high priest. And your job is to love every Jew. So how do you love every Jew? Learn to love people for who they are, not for who they should be, not for who they can become, not for whom you want them to become, but love them for who they are. You know, there's a beautiful story that's told about Rabbi Aryeh Levin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Rabbi Aryeh Levin lived from 1885 to 1969, and he was known as the Tzadik of Yerushalayim, the righteous man of Yerushalayim, the pious man of Yerushalayim. He was a man who was known not only for his incredible scholarship, but also for his incredible Avas Yisrael, his incredible love of every single Jew. And I say every single Jew, it's literally every single Jew, from the greatest scholar to the individuals who everyone else wrote off as being a nothing, as being inconsequential, as being unimportant. Rabbi Aryeh Levin loved them all. So there's a story that's told that there was one time a young man by the name of Moshe lived in Rabbi Aryeh's neighborhood. And one day Rabbi Aryeh sees him on the street and they lock eyes for a moment, but he notices that Moshe quickly averts his glance and keeps walking on. So Rabbi Aryeh goes to catch up with the young man, and Rabbi Aryeh notices that the closer he gets, the more the young man picks up his gait, which almost seemingly trying to get away from Aryeh Levin. Till finally Rabbi Aryeh says, Moshe, tell me, how are you? So at this point in time, young Moshe can no longer avoid the Tzadik of Yerushalayim. He turns around, he stops, walks, and says, Rabbi, I'm fine. So Rabbi says, then tell me, Moshe, I couldn't help but notice that you are running away from me as we were going, as I was trying to catch up with you. What's the pshat? So Moshe sheepishly looked down, he said, Rabbi, I'm embarrassed. I'm not wearing a yarmulke. And the truth is, I stopped wearing a yarmulke already a while ago. I've really kind of walked away from observant life altogether. And I was embarrassed to see you without wearing a yarmulke, so I figured it was better off for me to pretend like I didn't see you and just continue on my way. Rabbi Aryeh Levin reaches out, he takes young Moshe's hand in his own, he says, my dear Moshe, he says, you may have noticed, I am a very short man. Rabbi Aryeh Levin was very short. He said, I can't see what's on top of your head. I can only see what's inside of your heart. My dear friends, that's a tzaddik. A tzaddik is someone who loves you for who you are, with all of your strengths and with all of your weaknesses, with all of your positives and with all of your negatives, with all of your milus and all of your chesaronos. A tzaddik loves you for who you are. And the truth is, this is the greatness of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us as well. You know, sometimes we erroneously think that God is a perfectionist. Well, God is a perfectionist in the way He creates. Everything He does, Hatzur Tamim Palo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. It's perfect. Everything He does is Tamim, is complete. But you know what's incredible? HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects perfection from the sun and the moon and the stars and the oceans and the land and everything else. But He doesn't expect perfection from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us for who we are. He knows our deficiencies and our weaknesses better than we do, and yet He still loves us. He sees our sinful behavior even when we try to mask it from everyone else, including ourselves, yet He still loves us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't love us for who we can become. He finds the ability to love us for who we are. Now, while it is true HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have the advantage of knowing who we can become and knowing the true potential we possess, but the essence of His love is not because of what we will become, but it's because He's able to see the greatness in us in this present moment. And I think this is an incredible lesson for building achdus and building unity, which is an important lesson and an important value throughout the year, but all the more so important during this time of the 3 weeks. During these days when we commemorate all that we have lost, We commemorate the destruction. We commemorate the loss of life. We mourn for so much. A list that grows and grows and grows over the millennia. And we know that the necessary answer to all of this tragedy, the necessary response to destruction, is ultimately achdus, is unity, is avas chinam, is the ability to love each other. And so often we find it difficult to love one another because you're not measuring up to my expectations, because you're not living up to the ideal that I set for you. We do this with our spouses, we do it with our children, we do it with our rabbis, we do it with our leaders, we do it with everyone. You're not living up to the expectation I set for you. I need you to be this. I need you to be here. I'll love you when you get to where I need you to be. I'll love you when you measure up. I'll love you, ultimately, again, when you live up to the framework that I've created. You never agreed to that framework. Maybe you can't live up to that, but that's the framework I created for you. I'll love you when you become the person I need you to become. It says the Majid Sereba, that's not what it means to love Jews. And that's not what it means to be part of a people. And that's not what it takes to build Achdus. Kosev Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Aaron HaKohen, I want you to bless them. Kosev Baruch Hu, Kimo Shehem. Bless them as they are. Don't bless them, Aaron. Don't close your eyes and say, I'm blessing you, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. I'm blessing you because I know what you can become. Right now, you're a bum. Right now, you're nothing. Right now, you don't deserve us. But I know you can become. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't do that. See the goodness in who they are right now. With all the imperfections, with all the faults, with all the shortcomings, find the beauty in where they are now and bless them for who they are, not for who they can become. And so, my dear friends, in these weeks ahead, this is the time to work on our life relationships. And so if you have discord in your marriage, ask yourself, have you created unrealistic expectations for your spouse? And have you withheld your love, only willing to give your love to your significant other when they get to where you need them to get to? Or can you find the courage to love them for who they are? How many times are parents disappointed in children? Because parents have created some image of the child I need my son or daughter to be. This is who I need you to be. And when you get there, I'll gush with pride. And when you get there, I'll tell all my friends about it. But until you get there, I'll be distant, aloof, detached, non-emotional. Leave you wondering, do I love you or not? Why? Kaddish Baruch Hu tells us, Kol Sivar Hu Kimo Shehem. Love your children as they are, with all of their imperfections, no matter how crazy they make you, no matter how much they mess up, no matter how many bad decisions they make, no matter how much they will not follow in the path that you ask them to follow, even though you know that it's the right path for them. Love them for who they are. And when it comes to our people, they say Jews are not always the easiest people to love. I disagree with that statement. There is no one easier to love than a Jew. You just have to adjust your love meter a little bit and stop waiting to love people until they meet some expectation or criteria of yours. And just love them for who they are. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us for who we are now. We have to love our spouses and our children for who they are now. We have to learn to love one another for who we are now. And maybe in that zechus of the gushing forth of all of this unbridled and unqualified love, maybe Zoche Amir Hashem, that these days of mourning will be transformed into days of simcha. Days which, when we mourn what we have lost, but a mikdash, precious souls, will be days in Mirat Hashem of rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the coming of Mashiach, families being back together again with their loved ones after so many generations. And may it all occur. B'mehera bi'ameinu. Amen. Wishing everyone a meaningful rest of the fast, a good and Erev Shabbos, and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.